Elissa Walker Campbell, I want to welcome you back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And as a reminder to listen to the show on the go, just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. You can listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That's streamysr.com. Normal data rates apply. Well, we were just talking some college basketball. We're going to continue that conversation. We are so delighted to have with us, he is the co-author of the new book, The Kentucky Wildcat Fans Bucket List. That is Joe Cox. He is an attorney. In fact, he has been the co-author of three books about the University of Kentucky athletics. He lives in Logan County, Kentucky. Good evening, Joe. It's nice to have you with us right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show.
It's good to be with you. Looking forward to it.
Well, Joe, I got to ask you, how are you doing on this Friday night? I'm a little bit worried about you because that was a tough loss last night against UCLA. Did you see that coming?
A little bit. I have to admit, I'm not going to win any prognostication awards, but when UCLA jumped out 9-2, I looked at my wife and said, I don't have a real good feeling right now.
Right. Well, it certainly was. Obviously, we weren't at that game, but it was star-studded in terms of who all was there and taking in the action. It obviously was a very exciting matchup between UCLA and Kentucky.
Yeah, and UCLA's really come along under Steve Alford. I was impressed with them. They played very well. Kentucky's still trying to find their identity, which is pretty typical this time of year with John Calipari's teams. When you've got a lot of young players in December, there's still a lot of moving parts. And hopefully by February or definitely by March, it'll gel into a cohesive unit.
Were you a bit concerned about how low scoring it was in that first half? I mean, what, a season low 29 points? I mean, come on, is Steve Alford's defense, is it really that good?
Well, you know, Kentucky had some injuries. Marcus Lee, who starts at the four spot, hurt his head early in the game. He only played a few minutes. And Tyler Ulis is a little banged up. But at the end of the day, you know, in basketball, you got to put the ball in the hole and you got to keep the other guy from doing it. And Kentucky didn't fare well on either end of that last night.
Okay, Joe Cox is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Join us at Twitter at E Radio Sports. You can also check out Joe at KY. That's right, Kentucky. Joe Cox at KY. Joe Cox. And give me another quick hit talking about the Kentucky Wildcats. I mean, what's the forecast? You said you're not the ultimate prognosticator, but they've got some terrific freshmen. How far, I mean, is this team going to get back to the Final Four?
I think they have as good a shot as anybody does. We probably got a little bit spoiled last year watching that 38-0 start.
Yeah.
And needless to say, that's not going to be repeated. But I think there'll be five or six losses in the regular season. And there's still a lot of growing up to do. But, you know, there's enough talent on the team that if they do work out the chemistry issues and get everything going defensively, there's no reason to think they couldn't go back to the Final Four.
Do you think, Joe, a loss this early in the season, that it really can be a blessing in disguise? So there's not that pressure. You were talking about, you know, the Wildcats going 38-0 and finally lost in the Final Four. I mean, that's a lot of pressure day in and day out, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, last year, you had the opposite dilemma. Yeah, you're 8-0, you're 12-0, you're 15-0. And, you know, most of the Kentucky fans I know, we all were kind of halfway saying, let's go ahead and lose one. But at the same time, you don't really want to pick one out to lose it. So yeah, it's off the table now. And hopefully they can de-stress a little bit and just focus in on being the best team they can instead of having to be a historically great team.
All right, well, let's talk about the new book, The Kentucky Wildcats Fans Bucket List. What was the inspiration on this book? How did you guys, you and Ryan Clark, who also co-authored this, how'd you guys come up with this idea? It looks like a fun book.
It's been a lot of fun to put together. It's fun to write. It's fun to talk about. You know, the folks at Triumph have to get some credit, our publishers. They were the ones who came up with the idea, but we kind of got to start this whole series. There's a Kentucky one and there's an Ohio State one. So if you're a Buckeye fan, you've got a shot at it too, but we created the series. So we kind of got to go back and forth with them and say, what should a bucket list book look like? And you know, there were things we wanted to make sure we included tips for. I think we called it kids and reluctant fans. I mean, we're both married guys with families.
Sure.
And, you know, sometimes you've got to throw in some things for the other folks in your family so that you don't, you know, monopolize everything. And then we wanted to talk about how much things cost or how difficult they are to accomplish. So we tried to kind of map it out so that people could say, you know, yeah, this is something I could do really easily. This is something maybe I got to save a little money or it'll take a lot of time. And to try to put something for everybody in the book. And hopefully we've done that.
So what is the inside scoop on camping out for those Big Blue Madness tickets? I mean, and what to expect?
Insanity is what to expect. I personally have never done it. You got to be a braver Wildcat backer than I am to deal with the weeks and the elements out there. It's one of those things that's just kind of organically grown and grown, and as it's grown, it's gotten crazier. And, you know, it's gone from camping out a few hours. I work with a lady who went to the first Big Blue Madness way back when it was just a line of students who camped out a couple hours before and went in and watched the team practice. And nowadays, yeah, you're gonna have to have a lot of free time to do it. I mean, you're gonna have to spend a lot of time and a lot of money equipping yourself. It's kind of like going on a big hike or something in some regards, but you don't really go anywhere.
Well, talk to us and all the fans that are listening tonight, Kentucky Wildcat fans. I mean, how do you go about, and we were talking about this with one of our earlier authors, I mean, how do you maximize that game day experience at Rupp Arena and beyond, you know, pre and post game, and what are those must-see sites when you're in attendance?
Well, we really wanted to focus on that, and so we divided the book into a handful of different segments. But the first segment is, you know, the Rupp Arena game day experience. It got a whole big long chapter where we broke it down with everything from the places you can go around campus, and you know, you can see Memorial Coliseum where the Cats used to play. You can go in the Kraft Center and see all of the trophy case and all of that fun stuff. I mean, there's the new statue they put up of Coach Hall. So we kind of direct you to all of that. And then, you know, what to eat in the arena, where to hang out after the game. If you like the beverage, we tell you where you can get one. If you'd rather have a family dinner, we tell you where you can get one of those. And as an aside, that seems to be a theme for us. We're two guys who never go too long without food, so we're always going to point you somewhere good to eat in here.
And Joe, you didn't know this, but I'm a former women's basketball player, played at the University of Oklahoma. Thought it was really cool in the book that you include in a profile on the only female assistant coach in UK men's hoop history. Tell us about her.
Yeah, Bernadette Locke Maddox, who... you know, Rick Pitino needed a new assistant. At the time, Tubby Smith was his chief assistant, I guess associate coach is the technical term. And in the book, I say he told Tubby, call the Georgia basketball offices. We've got to get this new assistant. But the trick was it was the Georgia women's basketball offices that he had in mind. And, yeah, Bernadette came on board and was an assistant under Rick for a few years there, coached in a Final Four. You know, had a really good run of it and kind of opened up some doors with that whole thing. So she's really a cool part of history. And then she came back and coached the women's team at Kentucky and made an NCAA tournament run in there in that capacity too. So
yes, a remarkable career for Bernadette. And to her colleagues, she was just another coach, but to history, she certainly was a trailblazer. What else in the book would you like the listeners to know across the country tonight? I'll tell you one thing, that one of my takeaways, so impressed with the layout of the book and even just some of the photographs in there too. Very nice.
Yeah, we were really pleased with that. And it's one of those aspects that I can't take a lot of credit for. We write the words and, you know, the folks at Triumph make it look pretty, but we got it back and looked at it and said, you know, they did their job. This looks pretty nice.
Yeah.
It's a fun book. It's not a heavy book. We try to give you some history in there, but to give you the history in a way that makes it enjoyable and fun to read. It's a book you can pick up and put down. It's a fun browse. I've had people tell me it's a good bathroom book. Take that as you will. But we tried to give something for everybody. If you're a football fan, there's a lot of football in there. We tried to go to the non-revenue sports and talk about them. And, of course, there's a lot of basketball.
Joe Cox has been with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He teamed up a collaborative effort with Ryan Clark on the new book, and they have produced a beauty. It is titled The Kentucky Wildcat Fans Bucket List. I don't care, you know, what team is your favorite. You got to definitely go out and get a copy of this from our good friends at Triumph Books. It is a wonderful read. It's a perfect stocking stuffer since the holiday season is here. God bless you, Joe. Thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations on the book, and tell all of our listeners one more more time where they can get a copy and where they can connect with you online at Twitter.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.
You bet.
You can follow me on Twitter at KYJoe, J-O-E, Cox, C-O-X. You can pick up the book at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. And the distribution, if you're in or around Kentucky, you've got a better chance of seeing a physical bookstore. But if they don't have it in your physical bookstore, tell them and they'll order it for
That's
you.
That's right. Everything you need to know, do, and see. The Kentucky Wildcat fans bucket list. Congratulations. Happy holidays. We'll talk to you during, hopefully, what, that Final Four, okay?
That sounds like a plan. Let's do it again.
You bet. Much more straight ahead. Right here at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. The conversation continues with the legendary coach and Basketball Hall of Famer, Dell Harris, here at the top of hour number 2.